The only non-commercial movie showings over the next few days are the series of the library showings of Oscar-nominated short subjects. All of the Oscar nominees, documentaries, animations, and live-action shorts will show at the Orpheum Saturday starting at 10 a.m. and be prepared for a long stay. The animations and live-action shorts, but not the documentaries, will show at a number of branches at different times. Sunday at 1 at the Alfred branch at 3447 South Meridian, and at 5 p.m. on all the other occasions. Monday at Rockwell at 5939 East 9th, Tuesday Westlink at 8515 Beckmeyer, and next Wednesday at Evergreen at 2601 North Arkansas. All at 5, except Sunday at 1 at Alfred. And be reminded that these shows are sometimes not suitable for children. And commercially, we have Paul Giamatti in Barney's version, which may be more popular with the public than with the reviewers. The couple I consulted after the show gave Barney's version an instant and unequivocal maximum of 4 stars. But I found it structurally flawed and would have given it a 3. None of us objected to Giamatti's character the way the Eagle reviewer did, on which more later. The structural problem is that while Giamatti is not malicious, he's so self-centered that he can't relate to people around him and is morally objectionable and socially inept. The treatment of this theme is basically pretty realistic. But the love plot relies on the dangerous romantic notion that a man who would abandon his bride at their very wedding to pursue a woman he just met there may in fact have found the love of his life to whom he will supposedly be faithful evermore. The two moods, realism and romanticism, did not seem to me to gel, and the addition of a wee trifle of murder mystery didn't seem to belong in either part, and furthermore was so handled by the photographer that there was no great mystery to audience members who paid attention to camera angles. And the theme of Giamatti as producer of television soap operas, apparently of the most soapy variety, was neglected till whatever point it was intended to make was lost. The question what there was about Giamatti that made women like Minnie Driver and Rosamund Pike devoted to him was unclear, but let's face it, these things happen before our very eyes in real life, and his love life is not all that one would want with either of them. Pike especially is smart enough to see what she's dealing with and recognize the foolishness, perhaps, of her own actions. And Giamatti lives in a fairly valueless world, at least as far as the men are concerned. If Dustin Hoffman is intended to represent some kind of an ideal, Barney doesn't have a lot to live up to. I respect Barney's version for what it seems to want to do, present the romantic and realistic views in an unromantic but not unsympathetic world. It really should have been better, but there's more thought content to it than you might at first suppose, and Giamatti exploits a role that if Barney's version hadn't been released in the movie Graveyard of February, I would have suspected was being considered as Oscar bait. Jim Erickson, over and out.